real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I want to talk about fighting. There is a video going around at the moment. Oh, actually, I have to go into a break, haven't I? Gosh, look at the time it is. God bless me. All right, okay, there is a video going around at the moment. You might have seen it. Two guys fighting on the Lewis, one standing on the other one's head, basically, boxing the head off him and punching the head off him, then standing on his head. Now, there's numerous theories going around about the video. I don't want to speculate on it too much because the Gardaí are investigating it. But two men were injured, one was seriously injured in the altercation. But a knife can be seen on the floor. And the guy that's doing the hitting and the punching and the kicking can be seen at one stage picking the knife up and throwing it to the side. The argument was that he claimed the other guy tried to stab him. One man has or is being charged, or file has been sent to the DPP as far as I know. Now, the argument when a lot of people were watching this video was, why didn't somebody intervene? Loads of people are seen walking past, walking off the Lewis, but nobody intervened. Now, whether this guy on the ground tried to stab the other fella or whether they were just two acting like scumbags, the two of them, and is kind of irrelevant. The point was somebody's life was in danger. The guy that was dancing on his head was clearly, you know, out to do a serious amount of damage to the fella. He literally was jumping on his head, kicking it, punching it, standing on it. Anybody looking at it would think he's going to kill him. So why didn't somebody intervene? Personally, I wouldn't have intervened. That's just me. But other people are saying people should have. Somebody should have intervened. Somebody should have stopped it. Would you intervene? Would you actually intervene? Would you step in to stop a fight if you genuinely thought somebody was going to get hurt? If it was a girl on the floor, bet you then loads of people would have intervened. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. If you saw somebody's life genuinely in danger like that, and somebody was, you know, dancing on someone's head, would you intervene and say, ah, come on, mate, come on, stop there, come on, and pull him off? Would you intervene? I didn't mean, obviously, in the sense of pulling him off. Would you intervene and stop the fight? Let me know what you think. 087-188-0008. Michael, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Michael?
Hello, Niall. Welcome back, Niall. I missed you dearly, you know what I mean?
I missed you dearly too, Michael.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, yeah, great, yeah. Okay, sorry, I was joking.
Anyway. I know you're joking. Michael, would you intervene?
Well, I've a short story, Niall, right?
Right.
Over 30 years ago, I used to work in a bar out in Connemara there, you know?
Right.
And, you know, remember back then times now, it was rougher, like, you know, and people were fighting and drinking all that whiskey and all that rubbish, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and there'd be fights in the bar, you know? So, as a barman bouncer, I was only a kid at the time, I was only about, 17, you know?
Yeah.
As barman bouncer, I'd physically restrain them, like I'd hit them and bet the shite out of them and fuck them out the door. Just back in time, you know.
You wouldn't just restrain them, Mike. You'd bait the shite out of them.
Oh yeah. And I'm both, but I'm a good fighter. I detest fighting. You understand me?
Right, but you're not bad at it.
No, not so bad fighting. I haven't been physical fight down since 15 years old, really, not a real fight.
Right,
like.
Okay, yeah.
But anyways, that's one thing, right? Then I moved on to Galway or Salt Hill, Salt Hotel, I was working there. Just love working, great place to work, you know, at the time. It was great crack, too. And I was about 19 at the time. And it was a very upmarket hotel at the time. Still is an upmarket hotel, you know, posh people and all that.
Yeah.
And these two women...
It's a beautiful hotel, yeah, go on, yeah.
Oh, yeah, lovely hotel, I must stay there one night myself, yeah. Yeah, but anyways... Two women started fighting, you know, too much gin and tonics, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the barman, I'll take care of this now, he said. So we went out anyway, right? And the two women ripped him apart with their fingernails. It's like a horror show, you know?
Right, so they turned on him.
That's the difference. Men fight, you can break them up. But women will turn on you, you know what I mean?
Right,
two
yeah.
Women turn on you. I don't know what it is, human nature, or whatever, I know what it is.
Yeah.
But,
They always say you'll never intervene in a fight between a guy and a girl because the girl will usually turn on you.
Oh, exactly, which is weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
But,
let's just say you happen to be... Have you seen this video of the two people
on
the Lewis?
No, I haven't. I know what you're saying, Mike. I would intervene, yes.
Would you? If you thought somebody was going to get killed?
Yeah, I'm a trained soldier as well, and I'm an ex-soldier now as well.
Right,
you know?
Okay, but I don't know whether I would have, Michael, you know, because this guy looked fairly serious, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, well, I'm trained in that kind of shit, like, so, you know?
Right. Yeah. And what would happen if one of them had a knife?
ways of disarming him and restraining him, let's say. And then
he's a bit of a ramble, Michael.
Not Boston ranting. I hate Boston, you know, but,
yeah, but
I am an experienced soldier, you know, so I am. And I had to do it in the army too, a few times. I can't really tell you, like, you know, but I had to do it in the army sometimes. I retired out of the army now for years, like, thank God, like, you know.
Right,
so,
okay, yeah.
I actually managed his ability as well.
You would get the knife off him and then you would restrain him?
I'll get the knife, throw it away, restrain him, and phone the guards, rest of mine, phone the guards.
And would you punch the head off him as well?
If he attacked, that's the thing they say, if he attacked me, I would only fight as self defence.
Well, all right, okay, fair enough.
That's the thing.
Now, if there was a guy and a girl, say a guy fighting with his girlfriend, would you intervene there?
That's a difficult one, no.
Because you'd be afraid she'd turn on you, would you?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
All right, okay, yeah, I get
you. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
They like cats in the fights, you know, go, wow, and they go fingernails and the whole lot, like, you know, and scrapes. They're like men punch, like, and hit, whereas a woman would scrape and burn, like, not burn, but...
pull your hair.
Pull your hair and punch in the balls, like, you know, they're
tons
of the day,
oh,
really.
Gosh, jeepers.
Happened to me once or twice, and I was stuck off a floor, like...
You're a gas man, Michael. Where do you work now, Michael? Are you on stage?
Well, actually, I got on your show there about 3 years ago. I had a very serious accident in 1991, and I'm bipolar, actually.
Right, okay.
But it's very mild, thank God, now.
Well, you're a gas man. I'd say you're a great cracker. You're a great cracker. A night out.
Yeah, I just wonder, the Heather girl, now, she sounds like a nice girl. I wonder if she's single, like. I'm single, you see, so I am.
Which? Who?
Heather, I think her name is there. You're one of the researchers, I think. Yes, she sounds nice, anyway.
Who, Aisling or Gabrielle?
Oh, sorry, Aisling talks to Aisling as well.
She
is single,
actually, at the moment.
Oh, mighty. You're a matchmaker now. You set me up, right? About 100 miles away, like, you know, long distance relationship or something.
Aisling.
Yes.
You're still single, aren't you?
Yeah. I am, but I don't think I have a good one.
Aisling, Michael, she is single.
Oh, great. We can make love over Skype.
Stop trying to sell me off here.
That's a good one, yeah.
Right.
As inviting as that sounds, Michael, I'm going to politely decline.
Oh, I'm heartbroken. My heart. I could hear the crack.
I don't think she's in your age group.
Probably not. I know, man. Now I'm 48. Now, like, you know.
Right,
Sugar daddy. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. She's a bit younger than you, all right. Yeah. A good bit. She's 30.
Ooh, I won't say nothing. I'm going off the top of my head, you know.
Yeah. Well, okay. Stay there. Oh, you're a gas man. Stay there.
Okay,
don't go, Michael. You're a great crack. Stay there. William, you're on Classic Kids. Hey, William.
All right, Niall, how's the farm?
Good, William. You've been listening to Michael there. He would have disarmed him and restrained him till the guards came.
Well, fair play to him. I'd have left two boys puck away.
Right, you wouldn't intervene, no?
Not at all. I'd stand back and enjoy the show.
Right, so you just stand back and watch the two of them box the heads off each other?
Yeah, let them at it.
But there was did you see the video?
Yeah.
Oh, well, on the video, your man is dancing on his head, like, he's close to killing him.
Well, look, if the story is true that your man tried to stab him, fair play to your man for dancing up on top of him. That's what I'd be saying anyway.
Yeah, well, I don't condone any kind of violence at all on either side, to be honest with you.
Like, something now similar to your man's story, like, you don't ever break up a fella and the missus if the two of them are at each other. Because
they'll turn on you.
He's right.
A mate of mine came to the wrong end of a fight one night and he tried to break it up. It was a travelling couple and they were fighting and we said the travelling fella hit his missus and your man came over and drew a flake in the other fella and the wife bit the living shite of your man to try to break up the fight.
Oh my.
Yeah, he's my husband, he can hit me if you like.
Right.
So once I heard that I kind of said, no, you know what, let him fight away.
Right, so you wouldn't intervene, you just sit back and watch the show?
Yeah. Absolutely. It's none of your business. You stay well out of it.
Would you call the guards even?
Oh, yeah, I would. I'd call the guards, all right, but there's no way I'd put my hands in it because, lo and behold, it'd be my fault that some other fella got hurt or
people
could turn around and say that I was at fault and I got into it and it was my problem.
Or worse still, you could get the knife stuck in you.
Well, that's the risk, like, you know, if you don't want any part of it, you stay well out of it.
See, Michael, that's a fair point, Michael. You know, you don't want to get a knife stuck in you.
Yeah. Well, I don't know this man now, but I imagine he's a civilian, like, you know.
He's a civilian. Yeah, he is a civilian.
Yeah. Actually,
you're a civilian too, Michael.
Oh, I know I am, yes. I know, I'm not going back either. I'm going to show you this.
I know you were in the army, but you're hardly a Navy SEAL.
Well, I can't tell you, but I kind of was.
Well,
I kind of was.
What, were you in a special division?
Specialist.
You were a specialist?
Specialist, yeah. I can't tell you what I did now and I don't...
But what, like 007?
Under oath, I'm still under oath, like official secrets act and all that too, you know, so...
What, so you can't tell me what part of the army you were in?
Just watch Stephen Seagal sometime on television, you understand?
Like Liam Neeson in Wanted or Taken?
No. Steven Seagal.
Oh, you're as good as him, are you?
Well, I don't know. That's the accent. He's in the accent, the bastard. Like, you know, one man in the world sort of thing, like, you know.
Jeepers, you're a bit of a Rambo, aren't you?
I don't like talking about it now.
Do you not? No, you're just
some bad memories, you know.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, I'm sorry, your line is actually quite bad there, William. I would have liked to talk to you more.
How's that like?
Not you, Michael. You stay there. You're a great crack. Kelly, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Kelly?
Hey, how are you?
You're talking to a Navy SEAL on the other line here.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah.
I'm 6'3", muscular-bound, dark and handsome.
I think the Connemara scumbags must be different to the Dublin scumbags. Because,
I reckon they are. Imagine the war between Dublin and Galway. Like.
So, Kelly, would you have intervened?
Absolutely not. I'd have let them have it.
Did you see the video?
I did.
It's vile, isn't it?
I got attacked on the Lewis myself with my 6-month-old baby a couple of years ago.
You did not, did you?
I did, yeah. And the, you know, the security on the Lewis.
Yeah.
They were just a couple of metres. There was, like, seats in between us. And I pleaded with them, can you please help us? Can you help us? It was a junkie. He wanted to step onto the buggy with my 6-month-old baby in the buggy. Oh, and I was like, you can't step into this buggy. My child is in it. And he wouldn't stop.
Was that, by the way, was that the red line? That's the red line up to town.
Yeah, the one going. Yeah. So it was at the museum stop between Houston and Museum.
Yeah.
And he would not stop.
This is the red line in the Lewis is where all the problems are, of course, because it goes past the where they get their
methadone. I actually haven't got on
their methadone.
Since, like, that was 2016, and I haven't got on it since. But I was attacked on it, and not one person intervened, and he spat all over me.
Oh, my.
And,
oh, sorry to hear that.
And then kind of pushed him off the Lewis when I got to that stop.
And the Lewis security did nothing?
They did nothing. And I was like, can you please help us? Can you please help us? And I was shouting this for about from Houston to the museum.
And did you make a complaint to Transdev?
I didn't bother. Like,
you should have. There's cameras on the Lewis. That would have been all on camera. You should
have. They got to that stop and they held him down. And to be honest, they had him on the ground, and I kicked his head.
Right.
Because they were like, do you want to make a statement to the guard? But it doesn't do any good. So see, I just felt like, you know, I was so enraged. I was like, I'm going to just, you know.
So you gave him a boot in the head?
Yeah. And I felt great after it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not condoning any violence, but after what he put you to, he probably deserved a bit of a hiding.
He was all over me, and he was saying that we were this and that, and he just abused us for ages. And I was like, people need to take these people into their hands. Do you know what I mean? Just do something about it.
And what did he do when you kicked him in the head?
He was shouting, look what's been done to me. Do you see what's been done to me? All of, you know, they're so a victim then, do you know what I mean?
All right, like, they're the victim, yeah, of course.
Yeah, they're
don't.
The victim.
Yeah.
But you're just tired of being walked on every day.
Yeah, I've noticed more and more videos of people and more stories of people being attacked on public transport in Dublin particularly.
I went to college in Dublin. I did a PhD. I did 2 degrees and a PhD in DIT. And they were the best years of my life. I left town in 2014. But from 14 to now, the place has become a total and utter dump. It is disgusting what you see.
And where are you living now, Kelly?
I live in Dublin.
Okay, so you're still living in Dublin.
I'm still in the same area.
Right. Okay.
And it's just gone down and
yeah.
Down
I'm not going to disagree with you. Dublin. Dublin has. I'm not proud to say. That I'm from Dublin. To be honest,
I wouldn't intervene. I would think it's wrong to see people bed up and people's heads kicked in. It's so wrong. But then what are they doing to people? Maybe they've done something earlier in that day that they deserve that. Because that's what, maybe somebody pitied that person that picked on us that day. But he was trying to rob us that day. And I know that we got him arrested And we saved other people that day getting arrested because that's what he was doing that day.
But that Lewis video, in that Lewis video, the guy could have been like, no matter, now I know they're acting like two scumbags, the two of them. But the guy on the ground, he like a man is kicking him in the head. He's dancing on his head.
No, but
like, he could kill him.
This is what they're bringing on themselves. They're bringing that on themselves. If they just act like normal citizens, it wouldn't be going on.
Mm.
Like, why should we all go, let's pity this person. Oh, they've had a hard, had the breast, best upbringing. None of us have. Come on.
Yeah, we all get the same opportunities in life, yeah.
I didn't grow up with anything. I'd no father in my life. I grew up with no bedroom of my own. I grew up living in, sleeping in a bed with my mother. I went on to go to college, to do something. You better yourself if you don't like something in your life.
Yeah.
Stop pitying all these people.
Yeah, you got a point. Michael, she has a point, hasn't she?
She has, of course, absolutely. Yeah. I must say that.
Michael, you've never been on Dublin public transport. Now, don't get me wrong, a lot of the time it's okay, but it is getting worse, Michael.
People got very cold, and don't give a damn, just walk by you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it has become like that now.
It's terrible, I think. God, Jesus, it's
morning,
terrible.
Morning, noon and night, we see it.
Yeah, love, yeah,
I went out to work. I get up at 5 in the morning.
5 o'clock.
To go to work. And I came home with my two children. I have to go to work, bring home my two children. This is 12 hours later I'm bringing home my kids.
Yeah.
And there's junkies sitting on the floor. I had to carry two children, 2 and 3 years old, up the stairs last Friday because junkies decided that they were going to sit on the floor in the apartments that I pay for and chew up. And I grabbed the two of them because I didn't want them. You could smell them before you could see them. And they were shooting up. And I'm paying God knows how much. You wouldn't even want to know how much we pay to live here. For them, for my kids to see that. And all you're trying to do right. And you pay everything. And you pay everything. And they get free transport, free this. Oh, they're so shat on all their lives.
And did you report the two that were sitting on the steps in your apartment? Did you report them to the guards?
Yeah. Do you know how long it took the guards to come? 3.5 hours.
I should be gone and all by then.
They were all gone because me and another two women neighbours went out and told them to get out and I got threatened by them. I see your face, I'm going to kick your head in, is what they said to me. Because I just want...
Is that a common problem in your apartment?
I'd say a few times.
Because the problem you'd have then, if they're leaving dirty needles around, that'd be a problem, you know what I mean?
We've had needles, we've had that.
That's vile, yeah. Okay, well, we'll hang on for a second. Hang on, Michael. I want to go to Damien as well. Damien, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Damien? Well, hold on. I just turn you back on there, Damien. Sorry, Damien. Go ahead.
How are you, Niall? Well?
Good. Damien, you've heard Rambo there, Michael, and you've heard Kelly's story, which was vile, to be honest with you, that, you know, she had to go through that on the Lewis. But you have a story as well.
Yeah, I was going to work. I don't usually work Saturdays, but I was going up to work and I had the boss out last week and I was up in Industrial Estate in Dublin and I was early there, so I was waiting for the place to open and I was parked up, so I decided to get out and just stroll and stretch the legs a little. So
yeah,
the truck parked up there and that was grand. About 10 minutes later, another truck lands up and he drives around this big roundabout into Industrial Estate and drives out and drives back in a different way and then goes to reverse his truck behind the other truck. But in doing so, he clipped the other truck. And I was standing there thinking, oh, here we go. I could take out the video now and record it.
And start, yeah. You knew something was going to kick off, yeah.
But you could see, the two boys were sleeping in the cabs that they were, and you knew something was going to... he kept going back and forth and back and forth after he tipped the truck, and he tipped it the second time, and I thought, oh, jeez, I get to the video now and just have him as a bad driver. But then one of the young fella got out of the cab anyway. The two boys were sleeping and went over to him anyway, and there was words exchanged. He went back then and got the older fella. He must have been in his 60s, I'd say. But he was lean enough fella now, and he hopped out anyway. And he went over and looked at the back of his truck. It was a transport he was driving now, a car transporter. Now, I won't say what industrial set it was,
because
he gave the game away. But the other guy then, he was sitting in his truck just like as if nothing had happened. And the older fella went over anyway, went up and looked in the window at him, and then hopped up in the cab, pulled him out of the cab, straight down to the curb, and the two of them started going at it then, fighting to the knees. Like, oh, here we go. And so I legged it over anyway and put the phone in the pocket, legged it over. I hadn't got the phone recording or anything like that. I just had it in my hand, just walked up and down. Put it in the pocket, legged it over and straight into the two of them. And the other guy now who was pulled out of the truck was lying on his arse on the ground at the stage with a bloody face. He was And I just hopped into the middle of him and said, listen, calm down, lads, calm down. I said, listen, come here. I said, what's the problem here? I said, come on. I said, look, you're going to lose your livelihoods, you're going to lose your licenses, everything over what? I said, come on.
Yeah.
I said, let's talk about this now. In the meantime, the young fella came over, and he was just about to lay the boot into your man on the ground. And I turned to him and pointed at him. I said, listen, no. I said, don't even think about it. I said, if you do that, I said, no. I said, game over. I said, don't. There's not a chance. So we stopped, and he looked at me, and I said, don't. And I gave him a stern look now, and he just stood back, and I said, don't even think about it. And we handed the other fellow's chest, and I said to him, listen, calm yourself down now. Just calm down before you lose everything here now. There's two against one. It's not going to end well for any of us. So I said to your man, what's wrong? And he goes, he hit me truck. And I says, is there any damage done? He says, I don't know. And I says, well, listen, why don't we go over and have a look and see what damage is done before we take it any further? He says, right, come on then. And I said, God, jeez, fair play. So he went over anyway with me. And we looked, and I says, where did he hit you? And he's looking around the truck anyway. And I knew there was no damage because it was a big lump of steel he hit off.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And he was looking anyway, and he says, oh, look, it doesn't seem to be anything. And the other fellow who's been hit was trying to say something. I said, listen, shut up, you now. I says, you have to wake him up out of his sleep. Just keep your mouth shut and let me sort this out, right?
Yeah.
I turn around to your man and said, listen, there's no damage done there. I says, all that's wrong with you is he's after waking up out of his sleep now. He hit off your truck. He didn't have the manners to come over and say sorry. He just kept going about his parking. I says, and you're pissed off about that? And he goes, yeah, I am. And he goes, we're sitting here. I says, I know you're sitting in the middle of an industrial estate. I says, you've all the places in the park, you try to park up behind you. So I calmed him down anyway, and I sent him on his way, and I sent the other fellow on his way, and that was the end of that, I thought. And I walked up to the fellow who got hit, and I said, are you okay? And he said, yeah. I said, listen, you did hit his truck. I seen you hit his truck. I said, I didn't say anything, but I said, I seen it happen. So if anything else happens, I seen you hit the truck, and I'm just going to let you know. And I walked off back over to my Jeep and hopped into my Jeep and sat down. And then 2 seconds later, I seen your man who got hit hop out and walk over to the two other lads. And I was thinking, oh, you big eagle, you're going to get hit
starting again, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking, oh, where are you going? So we went over anyway, and I was keeping an eye out because I was like, we're going to have to hop out and run over again. And next minute I look anyway, and I see the two of them shaking hands. And I was thinking, jeez, fair enough.
Right,
and
okay. Then, well, fair play to you for intervening, because obviously not only you might have saved his life, because if the two of them had a go at him, they probably would have killed him.
Well, they weren't that angry now.
Yeah.
Did you see the video,
the Lewis video?
I did. I've seen it now. And to be honest, I don't know what the nation's come to, but it's a bunch of, I don't know, tea leaves. But I don't know, I don't even see it. What's the word to use for people who are soft now? Soft.
Yeah.
They get on the phones and they record everything. Everything has to be recorded. I don't get it. Like, I just don't get why there's a Lewis full of people there. Surely there's two young fellas and come together and say, listen, let's just stop this. You know what I mean? There's kids, there's old people. People are scared. People are screaming. But nobody does nothing.
Nobody did nothing. I did see one man walking past and he kind of said, ah, come on, lads, or something like that. But he was more or less told to piss off.
Come on, lads. Your man was hopping and dancing on his head in front of everybody and there's nobody. Like, there was another video there a while back now.
Sorry, Kelly?
The Lewis gangers are a different breed. Do you know what I mean? It's not like intervening between two people that are walkers.
People have no
backbone.
They're
a different breed. They will stab you.
I lived in Dublin for 5 years.
They will stab you quicker than you'll have a chance to speak and say, ah, here, lad.
But she's got a point, you know. You don't know what you're dealing with. When you're dealing with, like, you don't know if they're on drugs, you don't know what the story is with them.
Like, if you see one fellow on the ground and there's one man on his own and there's nobody around him that's actually affiliated with him or in his circle of people, you do something. You just don't.
Yeah, but there was also a knife there as well.
I think the knife was on the floor and your man had thrown it away from my
yeah.
as well.
Yeah, and then the other fella picked it up and threw it away, yeah.
There is no knife there. There's just people are afraid and they're trying to make excuses. Oh, this, oh, that. Look at just assess
Let
the situation, have a quick look, and
Let
then jump in
it.
If you can.
Get the drunk tanks. Get drunk tanks like in Las Vegas. Scoop them all up every day. Scoop them up off the boardwalk. Get them all off the street. We've tourists that we need
That's
to look
true.
After.
That's
Get
true.
Them all off. All they're drinking. I tell you, if you had a can walking down the street, you'd be scooped up.
It's
in them,
every town.
They
it's
walk
in my own hometown
them.
As well.
Get
sure.
them
they all congregate outside bus stops. They beg for money. They go.
Yeah, but the red line on the Lewis is particularly bad because it goes past, isn't it, Merchants Key, wherever it goes past, where the methadone centre is, and that's where they all come in and out to get their methadone.
Now it's spanning out all the way to Houston.
Yeah.
You see them shooting up. I live down in Kilmainham. You see them shooting up into their toes down here now.
Jesus.
You never got that until the city centre. It's spawning out through the city.
Damien, where are you from? Where are you from, Damien?
I'm from outside Navan.
Yeah, well, I don't know how often you're in Dublin, but I'll be honest with you.
Dublin,
you know, Kelly's got a point. Dublin has got really worse, a lot worse.
I lived in Dublin from when I was 21 till I was 26, and I worked the doors in some of the toughest clubs, and I'm not being the big man. Like, I'm just an ordinary person. Like, I just hate violence, and I worked the doors for a few years in a couple of clubs, and I never had any problems. It's about how you treat people and how you talk to people, and if you go over to a break of a fight as well, a lot is to do with how you communicate to the person and the people who are involved in the fight, and tell them what's the loss here. And
it's very difficult to communicate with somebody who's after boxing heroin.
Well, that's true as well.
You know what I mean?
Unless
you're Michael there, he can deal with anybody.
Well, I don't know.
Three people can come together and stop that if they wanted to. If they really wanted to. Mm. But how many people got a recording of it that day instead? They were quick enough to get to their phone.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's a couple of videos going around of it now.
Exactly. There's no excuse. Like, why didn't then three people come together and just stand in the middle and make a human barrier? I'm sure one junkie wouldn't have got past three people. You know what I mean?
Because they could kill a person.
How? They've no
Why
strength.
Why should anyone put themselves on the line for
You
a
could just
junkie.
Flick one over. They're that scrawny. There's no strength. But unless they have a knife.
Lives.
And you might take the knife away. That's
they
the
have
point.
Knives. They have needles that could give someone fucking AIDS.
Listen, your
Why
man
should
threw the knife
put
away.
Put
if your man wanted to use the knife,
line
he could have picked
them.
Up the knife and stabbed your man on the floor. But he didn't use the knife. He used
well,
his foot instead.
Well, you're all bleeding.
So what's your point? Your point is he kicked the knife away.
Why should
no knife.
Why should
if he
a law abiding
anyway,
citizen
picked up that knife and
put themselves
man,
on the line for a junkie?
Anyway.
So why should a law abiding person put themselves on the line for a junkie?
For a junkie, absolutely. Said, why?
At the end of the day, well, if that was your brother or your father or somebody or your uncle.
If you
if
get
no HIV no junkie,
or something
human,
off
still
the
human.
Then do you call yourself a hero for life?
Did I say I was a hero? Are you saying I'm a hero?
Come
I didn't say I was a hero.
Come on. I
certainly
wouldn't.
Just you got
Let
no
them
backbone,
go at
I mean,
themselves.
Just because you've got no backbone. If you've no backbone, that's
I do
you.
Have a backbone. Wait, what I've seen
you're buried
so
in the garden
much
for the dog to find it because I don't think you'd have it on
city.
You.
She kicked a fella in the head.
Absolute filth in this city.
Yeah, she kicked the fella that was giving her and her baby in the buggy a hard time. She kicked him in the
Come
head.
Near any one of them.
Oh,
I know, Michael, yeah. By the way, Damien, did you know that Michael is part of an elite group of the Irish Army? Or he was.
I was years ago.
He's not allowed to talk about it.
I left in 2005.
He's not allowed to talk about it anymore.
No.
He swore us...
Well, I can say certain things, but not all
lines. He's sworn under secrecy. He's not allowed to tell anybody at all, Damien.
That's right, chap.
Did you know that?
I'd well believe it.
Yeah. Were you an Army Ranger, Michael?
Not really.
He's probably in the Freemasons.
No, he said...
I was in the RDF.
He said that he was like a specialist elite group, like Navy SEALs. And he said, just to give you some idea, have you ever seen Steven Seagal?
Yeah.
that's what he said, Damien. That's Michael. He's a special kind of hero.
Are you a soldier, Damien?
What?
Are you a soldier?
Am I a soldier?
Yeah.
No, I'm not a soldier.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Right, okay. He's just a civilian.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. I am too, thank God, now, Alex. You know?
Yeah, okay. Listen, thanks very much. Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks.
Thanks, Damien, as well. Fair play to you. And Michael, the Navy SEAL, whatever you are.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.